You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. The Federal Open Market Committee meets this week, starting tomorrow, which means in a few days we should learn more about how quickly the central bank plans to end the bond buying that's been fueling economic growth, and when we might see interest rates rise. In deciding when and how much to tap on the brakes, members will be weighing last month's weaker-than-expected jobs report against continuing inflation. As we saw last Friday, consumer prices were up nearly 7% last month from a year earlier, busting records set decades ago. And yeah, supply chain disruptions are a big part of that. But so is a surge in demand from the American consumer. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In just the last year, furniture sales are up 12%, electronics and appliances up 18%, clothing and accessories up 25%, according to the Commerce Department. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
So the demand for those goods has been very high, and that would put stress on supply chains regardless and lead to some shortages and higher prices, even if nothing else was going on in the economy. And of course, a lot of other things are going on.
Like successive waves of COVID shutting and slowing down factories and ports, especially in Asia. Small businesses operate on tight margins, and they've been hit particularly hard by products being backed up or unavailable. But Simon Worsfold at business software provider QuickBooks says the firm's latest quarterly survey indicates there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Roughly two-thirds say that those problems have either been resolved now or they expect them to be resolved soon.
Once the Christmas retail rush has passed, we'll likely stop hearing so much about shortages and delivery delays, says global supply chain strategist Britton Ladd. But
the supply chains are going to be under a continuous transformation, really throughout much of the rest of the 2020s.
Because, he says, consumers are increasingly coming to expect that the wide range of goods they order online will be delivered not in days, but in hours. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Speaking of deliveries, I say this with no judgment, believe me, but if you still have holiday gifts to ship, you're almost out of time. The U.S. Postal Service says first-class packages need to be in the mail by the end of this week if they're going to arrive by Christmas. Private shipping companies, too, urged consumers to send gifts early this year to avoid a repeat of last year's delays and disappointments. And those warnings, along with some other adaptations, seem to have made a difference. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that story.
Toward the end of 2020, Katie Stack's leather goods company, called Stitch and Rivet, saw a lot more online orders than usual.
When you compounded that with the pretty serious delays that we were seeing, it was really stressful.
To avoid shipping delays this year, Stack encouraged her customers to do their holiday shopping early. But she says even people who didn't listen to her and placed their orders in December are seeing them arrive on time.
So far this year, and I'm going to knock on wood when we're done with this interview, things seem to be arriving in a reasonable time frame.
Last year's delays were caused by COVID outbreaks at shipping facilities, a delivery worker shortage, and a massive spike in online shopping during the pandemic.
It really changed consumer behavior.
Matt Bond with the consulting firm Shipware says the shipping industry has been adapting to that.
It's mostly investments in improving their network efficiencies to adapt to the new consumer sentiment.
In things like new distribution centers and improved tracking technology. Dale Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Arizona State University, says when logistical issues do arise, the Postal Service and private shipping companies are better equipped to work around them.
We're still in a pandemic, and of course there's disruptions, but the last mile part of e-commerce has been much smoother than expected.
If your orders are delayed, Roger says the problem is probably further up the supply chain. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.